KX Mobile.
Over HKX.
Hope you're having a good trip into work.
Yep, I'm just leaving Spartanburg. I was just, guy told me the other day, he said, you know Patrick, right? And I said, well, I know who Patrick is because I've talked to him on the radio, but no, I've not met Patrick.
Well, I don't know what to say, Terry. But yeah, we've spoken a couple times on the radio.
I'm more of a listener, but I learn a lot of stuff by listening.
We've got 2 years so we can listen more than we talk.
I'm making the repeater okay. I'm using a newer radio than the one I used to use.
Daddy, brand new repeater for me.
I'm in Roebuck, but I'm headed for 290 to go to Greenville.
Into 290, coming into Greer right now.
It's funny, it's got really awesome range, but there's places in Greenville you can't do it.
What becomes in between you and the repeater, and there's places that there gets to be a lot of dirt in between us.
So we used to have business two-way radio using UHF repeater, and the Spartanburg repeater had really good range, but you couldn't use it in Greenville, so we ended up using the Greenville repeater to dispatch all the time.
Location and height make a big difference. But anymore, there's lots of stuff that interferes. These LED signs and lights and different things just interfere with it.
You, for by chance, know where the Tadpole Fish Camp in Greer on 29 used to be?
Sorry, I don't.
Well, I knew you were from North Carolina. But anyway, it's out there close to those car dealerships. But there's something out there. It's not a sign, or at least a fancy sign. But there's something right in there that causes...
Fort Spartanburg on 29, is that right there in the dip past the Ford place and before you get to the Clayton Home place?
That's affirmative.
So exactly what you're talking about now.
That I've got, it's an Anytone, but it's a better radio, and apparently the front end is much better. But the other Anytone I had went crazy when you passed there.
Funny, the things that interfere with the radios, it's amazing how little it takes at times, too.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, you know, unless it could be something to do with the airport, I guess, but something right in there that I have not, you know, you'd be sitting beside one of those signs, digital signs, and you halfway understand it, but when you don't see what it is.
You know what, somebody's got in one of these buildings that's broadcasting an electromagnetic field or anything, something. I mean, it could be anything. It could be the car sitting next to you.
Very true.
To HXS.
Good morning there, Dave. KO4HKX.
Good morning. Yeah, I heard you guys talking there. Wanted to say good morning, and I'm going to try like heck to catch up to you today, Patrick.
Well, just try. I'm out here on Wade Hampton all day today.
Yeah, I got to head down to Pelzer right now. I got to take care of one of my customers, and I should be back around, unless my phone rings, I should be back in the area around lunchtime.
Go ahead and pick it up, Terry.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, sir. How's everything this morning?
Well, so far nothing bad's happened. But as you just said, my phone ain't rung yet.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I run, well, basically two, but one guy owns two courier companies, and I basically dispatch and manage both of them. But, you know, sometimes that involves being in a box truck. Sometimes that involves being in the office.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, take it as we can get it, you know. When the money comes, you can't turn it down.
Got to do whatever it takes to live and survive.
That's right. Anyway, go over to you, Patrick. Pick it up.
I was going to ask Terry what he'd done, but I thought I heard him talking to Shane yesterday afternoon. And that's kind of what I figured he's doing. But you said yesterday that you used to own the business and you sold it?
Well, I've been doing this 40 years, but I started Carolina Express in 96, and this guy started calling me in 2011, and I really had not had an intention of selling it, but we lost a company in Spartanburg called Beverage Air. They moved their production to Mexico. Carrier bought it out, the refrigeration carrier people. And they moved the production to Mexico, and we lost a wad on that one account. And he kept on, so I thought it might be a good idea to let him have it, which involved me staying with it.
Hindsight's always 20/20, so you never know.
Well, still, everything's paid. Well, I won't say everything's paid for, but the bills are all paid. But it has not gone as smoothly as I would have liked.
Never go as smoothly as we planned for it anymore?
No, sir. Not as a rule, no.
Answer paid. What the heck?
Remember that he was going to take away all my strength.
The way.
For a little while, and then he started giving it back.
You didn't say how long he was going to keep it. Had it back. Yeah, well, I'm thinking some of this production stuff and manufacturing should start coming back to this country soon, I'm hoping.
They ended up closing this plant up here in Spartanburg, and there's a Magna Fuel plant located in the same building. And we do a few things for them, but, the stuff we did, the amount of stuff we did for Beverage Air was like our largest account ever.
I'm having a heck of a time getting parts right now. The prices are going through the roof right now. And I can do nothing more but pass it off to my customer. What am I going to do?
You're going to do just what you do. There's no alternative.
You try not to hurt him too much. Patrick, over to you.
I got a phone call, guys. I got to step out. KO for HKX, clear.
Okay, 73, KB2HXS. Go ahead, Terry.
Call.
Marines, unless you get busy. JQ4BGE.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's why I listen more than I talk, because I usually end up on the phone.
You say that when I first got my hand ticket, and I'd be riding in the car, and my wife would be following me. I got to the point where I wouldn't key up the radio until she called me, because it never failed. It was like, it was quiet. As soon as I keyed the radio up, bring, bring, here's the wife. Love her to death.
Her death, that is very true too.
Sitting here listening to you fellas as I was driving and heard you both get a phone call or something like that, so I figured I'd chime in a little bit. It never seems to fail. You can sit around all day and not have nothing to do, but as soon as you want to do something, ring, ring.
KO4HX. Sorry about that. Smartphone guy was calling me, so we didn't run into each other. But I have to jump out like that every now and then. But I am pulling into my next stop. I just wanted to apologize for jumping out so quick like that. I try not to do it. But you gentlemen have a good day. And I think it's Donnie, is it not? The other voice I heard that I missed the call sign. But if it is, if I got it right, I'm good for me. If not, I'm sorry. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for that.
Have a good one, Patrick. You're dead on it. It's Donnie, JQ4BG73s. Have a safe work day. Get on with it to the next one.
Okay. I got to get out of the car for a few minutes, so y'all pick it up. KR4ACR clear.
They're with me, KB2HXS.
And now it's Donnie, JQ4BGE in Central South Carolina. Just on a short little drive and heard you guys talking in here and figured I'd jump in a little bit and say what's up.
What's up? Hey, I'm heading down to Pelzer this morning. Got to go install a control board for a damper system for air conditioning. and that's what I got going on.
Well, I hope that goes smoothly. I know sometimes that can be a pain. I don't know much about HVAC, but I've had my fair run-ins when they act up. So hopefully that'll be an easy job there. Yeah, I'm headed into Clemson right now. Tried to do some errands, ran.
Oh, yeah, no, it's pretty easy. It's right there in the attic. It's easy to get to. I've already bypassed it to running on one thermostat. I got the board in the other day, and take me a little bit of time. Just go down there, put it in, check a few things, and gone.
That's what I like, man. I like it when it's nice and smooth like that. Yeah, I've seen sometimes, you know, these smooth jobs, they turn out to be more than what you wanted them to be. So, yeah, smooth job like that, you can't beat it with a wooden stick.
Oh, no. This one's going to work out real well. I'm going to do the full Monty on this system while I'm there. Check everything, and then I'll be back. Be on my way back to this unless my phone rings again.
All right. Shoot, yeah. Did you say you was heading back to Merle's Inlet?
No. I live in Greer. No, I'm just going down to Pelzer real quick. I got about a 40-minute ride down there, and then do what I have to do and make my way back. No, I live here in Greer.
For some reason, I don't know, it could just be me, and I haven't quite finished my coffee yet, but I thought you said something about Merle's Inlet, and I said, well, I don't know South Carolina all that well, but I don't think Pelzer's close to there. But man, he's going to have a drive.
No, Myrtle's Inlet, that's way the heck out by Myrtle. You have something running in the background?
But I am coming into town here in Clemson, and I always get some fencing whenever I come through here.
It's running in the background. Maybe I'm hearing your engine noise. I don't know.
Let me know if that kind of fixed it, because I did have my window cracked a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you must have been picking up some outside noise.
That's probably what happened. I'm about to just crack my window and listen to the sound of the wind. My wife says, I don't know how you do it. Well, you know, when I was growing up, I was outside all the time, so a lot of times I didn't listen to music or anything like that. So to be in quiet, it's fine with me, you know?
Yeah, back in the day, we had 255 AC in the cars, right?
Roger that. That's so funny because I've only ever owned maybe three cars that were mine that had AC. I actually have an 84 Datsun Nissan pickup. It has AC from the factory, but it's never been filled since I got it because they want $300 to switch everything over, and I said, no, I'm used to growing up riding in classic cars, so two windows down will be fine for me.
Oh, yeah, you got to go from R12 to whatever is current now, R134, I probably.
I stopped at a shop just to ask and say, hey, you know, like, what would it cost to have the AC running? And they were like, $300, and I was like, yeah. Have a good day. I said, you know, $0 and two windows down is all I need. I said, I'm used to that. You know, I worked outside most of my life, so the heat don't really get to me. It does sometimes, but for the most part, you know, growing up, well, I rode in classic cars, so it wasn't nothing to have the windows down.
I did, too. I had an old 71 Chevelle. It didn't have AC. I grew up on Long Island, so didn't really bother me too much, you know, in the summertime. Long as I had heat in the winter, that's all I worried about.
You gotta have that heat. I'm telling you what's the truth now. Yeah, 71 Chevelle, that's a beautiful car. I like a 69 a lot better, but they've done a good job on the 70. They're pretty similar.
Was a 1967 Chevelle. That's what I learned to drive on. That was my favorite vehicle. But, you know, to try and find one now, I'll be paying thousands and thousands, and that's okay.
Sir, I'm telling you what's the truth now. They got expensive. You know, I grew up in the 90s, so I'm probably one of the last generations that even care about these old cars. But, yeah, 67 is a beautiful body style on a Chevelle. You know, the only thing I can't stand a Chevrolet ever done was they come out with that Berlinetta-style Camaro or whatever. That one was just hideous.
I'm I'm not too familiar with that one, but yeah, I grew up in the 70s. I'm a product of the 60s, born in 63, so yeah, I've had some older vehicles.
Awesome. I'm telling you what, those were when cars were actually made. They weren't just, you know, stamped out. They were actually built. You know, you could see the pride that was taken in it. You could see the creativity in it. Now you just stamp them out and send them out the door. You know, you'll never beat that era of cars. You know what I'm saying?
And nowadays, with the engine, all the engine issues they're having is incredible. Anyway, Donnie, I gotta hang the mic here. I gotta pull into the gas station, take care of some business, and I will. I'll catch up with you a little later. KB2HXS Mobile.
I appreciate you having the QSO with me. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and yep, I'm here at my destination as well. But yeah, man, you have yourself a wonderful day. If I don't get to speak with you again, I hope to speak with you here in a little while. I'll be back in the car in about an hour. So hope you have a wonderful day. 73C and safe travels. Safe work. JQ4BGE.
KQ4BGE, KB2HX says, yeah, by the time you get back in the car, I'll be designated at my customer. Have a good day, sir. Be listening out, or actually be clear for a little bit. KB2HX says.